Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. I'm kind of used to us being in the morning. And even though I've already done a morning show, I was going to be like, good morning. And thought, no. We are not in the morning anymore. Which I'm really enjoying, you guys. I really am. Welcome to Shades of Spirit. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
Still trying to figure out what day and time it is, but I got it all under control now. And you are joining us tonight for a really cool topic, as always, on...
Disconnection. Happy. Happy Wednesday.
It's a happy Wednesday. Sometimes we do feel disconnected. Right? I mean,
a lot for me. I'm speaking for me.
Maybe more often than I really would like to admit. That's for sure. We are going to get into that and how to reconnect on this particular topic. We do want to make it clear, though, beforehand, we are not medical doctors. We are approaching this topic from the spirit side and reconnecting you on that level to help you improve your overall condition, feeling, emotional, whatever it might be. If it feels like some of the stuff resonates with you and you need to talk to a medical professional right now, please do. This is a very tough time for a lot of people. You know, we're here in San Diego and we're into our year date of the quarantine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but there are times where we really have gone in and disconnected because we've been, I don't want to say forced to, but for our health and our well-being, you know, we definitely have disconnected from people that we normally would be doing things in person with.
It's just the world in general. Like yeah. A lot of things when I hear people speaking on the radio or just in general, they're like, I can't wait to finally be able to see my grandma or grandpa and give them that hug. And that's powerful.
You even see those videos of like the elderly couple that's in the retirement home in different wings and they finally get to see each other after six months.
I just keep scrolling. I can't watch that. No, I don't need to see that.
I love the connection that they have and that just that love that comes through, but we get disconnected. So if you are feeling that way or stuff resonates with you or you think start thinking about it and it brings things up, then please call your doctor. Get some sort of medical advice and help and guidance. If you feel disconnected on that spiritual level, which a lot of us are feeling as well. Maybe we're working from home. We're still interacting, even if it might be from Zoom with our coworkers. Maybe we're feeling more comfortable and safe to have some family over off and on. But on that spiritual level, we're still feeling quite disconnected. That's where we can help you. Mm-hmm. And we love to do that. So you can always book a session with us on shadesofspirit.com. And, you know, be able to kind of tap into your spirit team, your angels, any type of advice they have for you, which leads me to, we're doing readings tonight as well, you guys. So you can call 1-800-930-2819 or put in the chat. We're following the chat and we will pull a card for you and give you a, I'm calling it something fun, guys, a reconnection to self reading. Yes. Patenting that, reconnection to self-reading. So we've got our cards out here. We'll connect with your spirit team, any loved ones that want to come through, maybe to help you where you're like, I feel disconnected and I don't know where to start. That's a big part of where we're going to be at. So that's that. Now let's get into some fun, uplifting topics to start with. Oh my gosh. And you know, we love your interaction with us as well. So if you're not able to call in, but you're able to send us a message, that's so much fun for us as well to see you guys interacting with us.
Kathy, you're on the list. You are on the list.
You got Kathy on the list. Kathy for a self-reconnection reading. I'm totally making this something, you guys, let me tell you. Awesome. So we'll do those sprinkled out throughout the show. So if you happen to have to go or something happens, you can rewatch this on transformationtalkradio.com or on our Facebook page or our website. So my question to you.
Yes.
I throw it to the corner or the side. Where are you today?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm everywhere.
Have any of you been feeling disconnected lately from yourself, your loved ones, friends, spirit team, angels, or just life in general? Send up a flag, a flare, like whatever it is.
Smoke signal?
You could smoke signal, but I think it's really dry here in California this year. So maybe that's, yeah, not so safe. I have me. Hello. Okay. Have you?
Absolutely. But it's weird because it just came out like it happened slowly, like little by little, and to the point that it wasn't like something that was just like in my face all of a sudden. It happened a little bit, like just as life does, you know, you get busy with your stuff and you're taking the stuff day by day and you're like, okay, oh man, I didn't meditate. Oh, I didn't have time to do this. And then all of a sudden I'm like, man, I haven't done my usual routine or my daily sort of the stuff that makes me feel connected in weeks, just because kind of like life got in the way. But then you feel it. Then it does kind of hit you like a train a little bit, because you realize how the disconnection has happened.
It's come down to even our computer disconnecting.
Yeah.
That's how bad it's been this week. If you watched the 11 a.m. show on Transformation Talk Radio, I was filling in for Dr. Pat today, and I had to use my iPhone. Folks, my phone, in order to do the show, because I was literally disconnected from my livelihood right here. So it can happen all over the place. And if we pay attention to these signs, we can start acknowledging them and start putting those puzzle pieces back into order, right? But how many of you also have noticed that you have people around you that seem stuck, right? I don't really like that word, but that kind of is where we're at, right? In situations that they or you don't really want to be in, right? So take marriage, for instance. There have been a lot of divorce rates the past year, right? Yep. People are starting to see the true colors of the other individual when we're housed in that space day in and day out, or just relationships in general. How many of you have seen kind of that stuck feeling start to really deteriorate a relationship? Also jobs where you guys are now almost being overworked. So I know a lot of you like to work from home, and some of you I've talked to as clients can't wait to get back to work. On the other hand, when you're working at home, sometimes we overwork. I know that's true. Or you leave work to get home to work some more, right? Maybe we're feeling underpaid or undervalued. I think that's a big part, is the undervalue part, just in general. Like, you throw that meal on the table, coming from a mom perspective, and you're like, what? No one wants to thank me for this fabulous meal of macaroni and cheese and hot dogs today. I mean, but we have these days where we're just so disconnected and so far removed that even that little tiny, like, hey mom, thanks for dinner. I make macaroni and cheese and hot dogs. I'm just going to let you know that now. But like just the simplest task, sometimes we're like, look, you have clean laundry, don't you? No thanks. Those little things and being valued, you know, makes a difference. And when we're in that Groundhog Day cycle, which we talk about a lot, mm-hmm. We do feel undervalued and just unappreciated, right? Or living in situations that are far less than ideal. So you take teachers and those students this year, right? And the kids that have to be home that are living in not ideal situations.
It's shown how important school is, and that connection that you have with, whether the kids have with their, whoever it is at school, with their teachers, their friends, that social interaction, that getting out of the house, being in that learning together environment. This year has taught us how important that is, I think, if we didn't already know.
Absolutely. Right. And so there are people that are stuffed. Well, really, sometimes you're stuffed in this ideal situation, right? I know my daughter teaches, well, she doesn't teach. She's a senior in high school. She is tutoring a student who's living in a household where the kids are all at home. Dad's working two jobs, and mom, English is a second language. That is not an ideal situation to be living in for an entire year of trying to teach your kids and on the same time trying to understand what's going on. Now, somehow, this is where spiritual intervention comes into play. I'm trying to get my 18-year-old to buy into all of this 100%, but she's a little skeptical, which is perfectly fine. Divine intervention put her as the tutor for this family months and months ago, and she's on her fourth year of Spanish in high school. So she's able to email mom updates and what the child needs to do for school in Spanish, and to be able to help be that bridge, that liaison. And I try to tell her as much as possible, how awesome that is for her to be able to connect with this family and give this mom a little bit of peace of mind and hope that her daughter is actually going to be okay through second grade of all grades, and to have that communication and connection, right? But rather than us wallowing in our own unhappiness, right? I like that word, wallow, and choosing to stay in our misery, even as we're complaining about it, we decide to disconnect. So much easier. Turn off the light. Ding. I have now disconnected. You might hear me still bitch and moan, but I don't actually feel it. I don't feel those words, right?
Well, it's almost like you just remove yourself. You're like, okay, whatever. It's too much. It's too whatever it is. And you just remove all of it. And you're just like numb. And going through your life just there, but not there. No disconnection. No real emotional attachment. Something happens. You're like, whatever. That's fine. Yep. You just keep going.
So they're no longer seeing that deeper signs, that deeper connection with spirit. When we disconnect, excuse me, at that level, we no longer are connected with our spirit teams. I'm not going to say that for everybody, because there's some of you who are very much disconnected from reality and life and the human part of it, but you've gone inward and really have connected on the spiritual level, which is fantastic. But remember, you have life lessons, a blueprint, a journey that you're supposed to be on track with. And if you have shut out the human world, which I don't think people understand sometimes, like, but I've been on the spiritual path and I've been going inward and meditating, connecting. That is fantastic. We're going to help you get back to that if you're not there. But I'm going to flip the tables on you and tell you that if you are not actually walking in the shoes of your human life, what's going to happen?
It's not going to, you're going to have to do it again.
Do it again, or you're going to have to make up for it real quickly. Real quickly, because that's how it's going here, folks. You're going to have to make up for that really quick, because you want to be able to move forward in other lessons. So now we're not balanced. It's a big part of being disconnected is you're never balanced. Why does it look like you're going to sneeze?
I'm not going to sneeze.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You're not coughing either.
Nope.
Guys, it's like only morning shows that she does.
Stay on
that.
Topic. Stay on topic.
We're about to go to break, so I'm just throwing us off there. So if you're in this situation, or you feel like you're locked into unhappy situations, or you feel nothing in particular, you have a lack of emotion, a lack of motivation, we're going to help you transition that back into a space of love and light. Okay. We're going to move you back into a healthy environment, and you have a support staff right here, honestly, who can then connect to your support staff. So call 1-800-930-2819. We will take Kathy when we get back from break. We're going to do a reconnection self-reading for her, which I'm super excited to do. And then we're going to talk about ways that Spirit Walker Nicole and myself feel as though we have disconnected. We want to start bringing it to you. Talk about our YouTube channel before we go to break.
We do. We have our YouTube channel that we are so excited about. We have a lot of cool things coming up. We're just getting our feet wet a little bit. Last night, our girl Ashley T was on there doing a little painting, and it was amazing because she talks you through it, and she also does like readings while she does it, and you can find her on Art by Ashley T. And, but it's going to be our group, the Fierce Four. We're going to have a weekly show where we just sit down, and it's kind of like a view, but like with a spiritual twist. And we're really super excited about it. Like, subscribe, click that little bell thing so you get notified when we go live, because we're going to go live a lot throughout the week.
I love it. And we got that up. So if you need to go back, you can find us on YouTube. Just scroll back a bit. Come back, you guys. We've got more for you, and we will see you after this break.
Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit AllThingsWellness.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign?
I'm looking for a sign.
A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Are you sure?
Apparently only going to talk like a robot now.
Okay. What the hell? What's wrong with you?
Channeling a robot, guys. That's something new. I want to know from how many of you, if I actually said to you that I started channeling robots, that you guys would be like, yes. Come on.
No.
No?
That's all why right. Only four people are watching.
Well, look, who the hell are you?
What? I need to talk to Kathy. All right.
I know, but who are you? You
didn't. Spiritwalker Nicole.
There you go. Yeah. Nicole. It's fine. Jacob's on.
It's life stage one.
Life stage
one. That's right. Life stage one.
Woo! Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. We were talking about last week's show with Eye of Soul Radio when we were doing the superstitions of numbers and kind of going into your birthdays. And I did his life path and he called it a life stage. So that's still kind of stuck in my head. But that's all right. Mm-hmm. All right, Kathy. Let's get to you because, first of all,
here's what she said.
I am upset, disturbed that people would actually say this to you.
Kathy said, a hairdresser I went to yesterday and is a psychic said, I'm searching for something and I look empty inside. Do you agree? Here's what I agree with. You need to be searching for a new hairdresser that won't tell you mean shit. Okay. I'm never going to tell you, because I don't know other psychics and what they see and their perspective, and that's fine. But psychic readings, in my experience, you know, they're supposed to give you insight, help you. You should walk away or feeling better than you did. But when you get information like that and just they leave it there, and what's the point of that, right? So my answer to you is no, you don't look empty inside. And you'll never look empty inside because spirit is always with you. You have your spirit team, which is large. You have your angels. That's a lot of spirit around you all the time, looking out for you, giving you nudges, giving you messages, cheering you on, being there for you when you're not feeling good or whatever it is. Sometimes we can get lost and kind of, as we're saying, disconnected, but they're not disconnected from us. It's the other way around. They're always there. That was the agreement that we made with them. So understand that they are going to be with you all the time. And so there's never I'm sorry, you look empty inside. That's ridiculous.
I can't even imagine saying that to someone. No. That's like us. A big thing for us as well is leaving you better than you came to us.
He said, my eyes look sad. He reads faces.
When they don't offer you anything in return. Right? And maybe you don't know what to say. What the hell? You're infringing upon the person's free will, first of all. Not cool with us by any means. Nope. So what we're here to do is to give you the message that you were supposed to receive in Love and Light. Why don't you go first? We both pulled cards for you, Kathy.
Yeah, I pulled a card for you. And it's from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck. And it's the God of the Arts. And it's talking about expressing yourself creatively. So what that means is your team spirit is encouraging you to, if you're feeling in that sort of like stuck in a rut, like same routine every day, nothing's new. Find something creative, a creative outlet, whether it be painting, writing, singing, dancing, whatever it is, going, even just appreciating the beauty that's around you, by going to the beach or just whatever it is, go somewhere, feel the fresh air, breathe it in, and appreciate the landscape and just kind of notice the beauty around you and really kind of try to express yourself in those creative ways. Because when we get those creative juices flowing, it helps us in so many ways. It kind of reinvigorates us and we have that new fresh energy. We can start kind of moving. I don't want to make it sound like I'm throwing another psychic down, because I don't do that. I don't want to do that. It's important for me to just let you know that your team is there. And everybody goes through those times where, you know, they do feel a little lost or maybe their eyes do look sad, but that's okay, because there's always a way to bounce back and reconnect with spirit and just kind of get back on your game. It's not always going to be rainbows and unicorns every day. Like, there's going to be those times. So, good. So she said, I'm doing that now, going back to making jewelry again. Perfect. Find that passion, find what you love, and then go do it and go get it. And that's what this card is all about, is about reconnecting with that creative side of you and reconnecting with the God of the Arts.
I love that. The arts, the creativity. I pulled one out of the Sacred Love deck. Yep. Sacred Love Oracle. You actually received the gift of command, your throat chakra. So it's owning your own power. Do not give your power away to others, especially if it doesn't resonate with you, right? So we've all had that. We have all been somewhere around psychics or people that have gifts or intuitives who all of a sudden have word vomit. And I'm not going to lie. In the beginning of time, before I understood free will and all of that, I would do that once in a while. But I always made sure, for some reason, I just knew to be like, you know, are you cool with this? Even if it was halfway through. I didn't have anybody ever tell me no. But as I started to really quickly learn about free will and infringing what I can do on to others who may not have the same beliefs as me, I stopped. So for you, it's about taking back your control. Take back that command, that throat chakra. And I love the quote, speak your truth with loving courage. The purpose of life is to command time and space, the time given and the space designated to you from the get-go. Taking that back for fulfilling your dharma. So the fact that you're tuning back in and starting to do your jewelry again is so awesome. You're reconnecting. Yes, that's part of our tips at the end of how to come back from a disconnected space. Having command of your thoughts is the most effective way to face your life and excel. When you hold positive vibrations, you also attract them. Positive words and sounds are very powerful tools for realizing prosperity. So in my personal opinion, again, we don't badmouth others. We don't know what they say. But you are on the track of positivity, enlightenment, prosperity. How freaking cool is that? So own that energy. And you know what? Maybe your eyes did say something to someone. Maybe you were not in the highest vibrational space when you went in there. Okay, cool. We all have those times.
But just because a psychic tells you so doesn't make it true. And that's for everybody listening, watching, whatever. Like, really listen to that information and trust your gut. If it resonates with you, okay, great. But if it doesn't, if someone says something just completely, you're like, that doesn't feel right, then guess what? It's not right, because no one knows your soul path and journey better than you do. I mean, you get that outside, I'm not going to say bullshit, but when you get that outside information that doesn't resonate with you, freaking leave it there and just move on, because it doesn't resonate for a reason. And Kathy, like, when I step into that energy, you ask for a reading, like, I feel it. I feel it's like you're on the on-ramp to amazing things. You know, things are lining up. It's nothing, but it's good. There are good stuff coming. So you keep on track, you keep going, and maybe find a new hairdresser. I'm just saying. Possibly. Or a nice one.
Or put your barriers up.
Yeah.
Your boundaries. So thank you so much, Kathy, for tuning in. We will leave you with that message. I feel like we were yelling at her in a positive way.
Well, kind of.
But you always yell.
I want her to hear it, though. I want her to understand.
Yep.
That just because somebody tells you something doesn't make it true.
Rawr.
I'm good.
Did you want to do one of these too? God, you guys are missing all this. So for me, that disconnection part of it, that might have made me disconnect, right? That might have made me separate. When I moved from an unhealthy, healthy environment, right? And I disconnected myself from that energy and was kind of creating that space over for myself. You would have think that leaving that energy, that situation, would have made all the difference, right? And when I moved in, did I come springing in? All right, let me set up my room. Woo! Do you like that?
It
no?
just like literally blows my eardrums out.
I know, yeah.
It's just, yeah.
No, I didn't. No. Not at all. No. I actually disconnected beyond belief, right? Beyond belief. I went to a very dark, low place. My anxiety went up. My depression went up. And this was in the past year and a half, folks, 2 years, that I was working through my own emotional trauma and crap, if you will. Thinking that being able to leave and kind of start fresh in that energy and kind of rebuild would make a difference absolutely did not make a difference. It actually put me into wanting to disconnect more because now I felt lost in my space. And when I completely shut down and disconnected, the thing I did, and that's why I can say from firsthand experience, is that I completely connected with my spirit team, my spiritual journey. And then when the human stuff came up, I was a flipping mess and turned it off. So I moved a great deal in 9 months spiritually, but I also realized quickly that I had my human stuff that I needed to deal with ASAP if I wanted to be able to merge both lanes together and ascend in the proper direction. And so that's where I was. In 2 minutes, can you summarize how you're feeling disconnected? Thank you. I love night shows. Go.
No, I just, it snuck up on me. This is absolutely did. I just noticed that I was, you know, doing the human thing more and more, busy with life in general and trying to get things done, deadlines, timelines, work stuff. And it just kind of went farther and farther away from where I was comfortable. I wasn't, the balance was clearly off on the human side of it. And then when I really stepped aside and look at it, I'm like, oh man. But it's okay. You know, that's the thing. It's okay because that happens. And it's just a matter of when you realize it, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to rebalance or are you just going to keep going in whichever direction? That's your choice. It's your free will. For me, I've definitely made some changes and it's an everyday type thing and I'm working on it. Doesn't happen overnight, but it's something I'm working on every day.
I love it. And that's all we can ask is to work on it and make some sort of progress each day. So before we go to break, you guys, you know, Spirit Walker Nicole did a lot of talk on connecting with the angels and her team and remembering that love. We have a workshop coming up.
We do?
I'm excited. On March 20th, so it's not this Saturday, the following Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are doing an angelic connections workshop. And so you're really going to be spearheading a lot of this. We're going to invite LaShawn in if she can, and to be able to teach you guys about different aspects of the angelic realm. It's not going to be like an angel class you've taken from us before.
No. One of the things that I always recommend is when you're going to take a class, find somebody that's passionate about what they're teaching because that makes it fun. When you watch or learn from somebody that's really into it and loves what they're doing, then that's probably the place for you and they're the best people to learn from. And LaShawn and I love learning about angels, talking about angels, anything angels related, and we're excited to bring it to you. Doesn't matter where you land on it, if you believe in them, if you don't, it's totally fine. This class is for everyone. Hopefully we'll give you that introduction, or if you're an old pro, then hopefully you can, I don't know, it's just
gain
it's
some
connection.
New insights.
Absolutely.
And it's $40 for the workshop, and you also get an angel reading as well. So that's what's really cool. All right, you guys, stay tuned. If you want readings, message us or call us. We'll be back after this break.
Are you feeling lost or unmotivated, stuck and not sure what to do next? David George Brook has exactly what you need on That Gratitude Guy podcast. David George Brook is a speaker, best-selling author, and life coach here to share stories of motivation and inspiration to help you get unstuck and achieve great things by living with gratitude. live every first and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I don't want you to look for the hummingbird while you're looking over my head.
Oh, okay.
Hi, everybody. This is Evenings with Shades of Spirit. I think
you like try to control everything. You really have a problem.
I'm a Virgo. I'm a control freak.
You don't like where I sit. You don't like where I look. You don't like this. Calm it down.
I'm feeling disconnected from you right now in order to protect my own energy. Welcome back, you guys. I am so excited to be discussing disconnection because it is something that I definitely struggle with in my own life. I think we all do at some point in time. And to be able to start reconnecting all of us, because you know what? We are coming into spring. I know everyone's like, I'm sick and tired of hearing people talk about their cocoon, Jacob, and their metamorphosis that's happening. I mean, who knows what's going to happen here on life stage one.
Yep.
But at the same time, like we're transitioning, we're moving forward. There are certain states that are now opening up. Now it's neither here nor there, none of my business based on how I feel about that. But we are starting to come up and out of this. And so that means you got to reconnect now. It's going to be a very hard jolt if you try and reconnect in the middle of all of this opening back up energetically. And I want you to think about that. So Connie and Lisa LePage, Connie, you. We're going to do readings for you guys. So Spirit Walker Nicole is already pulling cards for you. But if we wake up, so to say, some of us are working out just fine, and that's cool. But at some point in your life, you have disconnected. It's a natural form for us to do. It's a protective mechanism, right? It allows us to create distance from our own feelings, emotions, desires, and problems. And yet when we do that, all we're doing is stuffing all of that down. And just bringing up to the surface what it is that we are passionate about, maybe that we just want to be doing at the moment. Maybe it's just survival. I have to go to work. I got to get this done. I got to get this done. Everything else can just keep getting pushed down. Well, if you have ever made one of those sand things, I know that my kids used to have them where it had the colored sand, or you've seen them before. Hell, if you go to Sedona and you look at those beautiful red rocks and the sediment layers on there, that is compacted over the course of millennium, right? And so it's compacted and its sediments compacted. And you see the beautiful layers and colors, even in those color ones that our kids would make, right? Except for the small fact that if you look very closely at it, those lines are blurred by the different colors, by the different sediment. And that's what happening. That's what's happening when we stuff our feelings down. Okay. So we got to be able to reconnect. We got to be able to move that energy, and we need it to flow, because if we don't, it is going to be a huge jolt to our psyche and our ego when we wake back up and we connect. And I want to help you do that today through the process of easing you gradually back into that, right? And what happens when we start compacting it in is it starts settling in as physical issues. I mean, you know, psychically, yeah, I can tune in with my Reiki skills. I can scan your energy, and I know exactly where that sedimentation, if you will, is residing in your physical body. It could be your connection to spirit. So it might be your crown chakra. It could be your root chakra. It could be your heart, whatever it might be. But we're allowing that energy to settle, right? We disconnected, but it's still there. And so when we go to open it back up, bam, now all of a sudden we might be having chest pain. That would happen to my mom. She had heart issues because I fully believe it was because she carried so much energy around from her father, and that disconnect that she did with him to be safe. He was an alcoholic, to be able to shield herself from that pain. And so in her 60s, I think when she finally fully opened up to love through her grandchildren, that caused her heart to all of a sudden have issues. Now she's fine and well now. She took care of that. But if we do not take care of that energy, if we do not take care of those layers, what's going to happen is it's going to cause that physical disease, if you will, within our body, and our energetic field starts to break down. So I don't want it to be a shock when you decide to wake up and all of a sudden your physical body and your energetic body are not in alignment and it blows you out of the water, right? That's why we disconnect. But we really got to start coming back into play. What do you have here? I love these decks that you've pulled. Mm-hmm. Why don't we do a reading?
Yep. And Amy, we got you down. this is for Connie. And this card is out of the Angel Therapy Oracle cards. Hmm. And this is about indigo. So, Connie, I don't know if you have kids in your life or are involved in, like, I don't know if it's, you know, little kids, grandkids, whatever. This is about the people in your life, if they're already there or they're coming, is that you're going to be very involved in kind of their spiritual development. So indigo kids.
This is important for her to reconnect for this reason.
Go ahead.
No, that's all I have to say. Continue.
So it's just a message from your spirit team. Sometimes we are called to not only help adults with their spiritual needs by helping them for a variety of ways, readings, Reiki, crystal work, whatever it is, but also we forget that we have these little indigo kids who are very spiritually connected, and they're looking around, and sometimes maybe they have families or outside influences that don't believe in any of this stuff yet. You know, like, you know, your four-year-old can see grandma standing in the room and nobody else can. And that's when they need spiritual guidance and help. And sometimes it's just to listen. And even if you don't really know what they're seeing or what they're talking about, I think it's just about not shutting them down and keeping them engaged and really trying to work through that with them. And that's what indigo, that's highly sensitive kids. Indigo is a strong-willed and spiritual individual who has strong personal beliefs about changing and improving the world. Indigos may have tempers, which fuel them to move forward with their activist campaigns. So it's about helping them out.
But indigo children generally are within our age range. Crystal children come after us. So what they're talking about is that you have an indigo having a child of sorts. So it's got to be, it can be someone, indigos, it's all perspective again. But I do feel that there is a brand new energy, that there's something happening around you. They need you to reconnect. You have been sheltered in place a lot, and that has really kind of gone into your mind. And it's about sorting that out. They want you to write, Connie, write, let it go, move it out, shift that energy. Reconnect with your spirit team so that you can better understand this energy coming into the family, because it will be a misunderstood child in some respect to the fact that they can't connect spiritually. So I'm not saying it's going to be a misunderstood child. Don't get me wrong, you guys, but sometimes we can't understand if we're not spiritually connected on why our children do certain things. So definitely get a book about indigo children, read about it, connect it. It also is telling me that you are an indigo child as well. And so do some research about how you can tap back into that indigo energy and move forward. But you have been living in the survival, and now it's time to start shifting and balancing out the spiritual in order to help the next generation, is what they're saying. And I will leave you with that. All right. We got time for one more.
Let's do Lisa LePage.
Lisa LePage.
Lisa got the Angel of Faith card, and we're not going to try to act like we don't know Lisa. Lisa is a very, very good friend of Shades of Spirit, and has literally been getting her ass kicked lately in life. But the thing is that's so cool is that, you know, she rolls with it. Like, lots of loss, lots of working through some stuff, but she keeps going and she keeps smiling and she keeps forging on. And, you know, I really look forward to her Facebook page posts, because it's never like, you know, woe is me or whatever it is. She just lets you know, you can feel the emotion in those posts, but you always see her smiling and you always see her moving forward and just keep going. And the Angel of Faith card is basically reiterating that and just letting you know, Lisa, like, your angels are right there with you. And it would be so easy to lose faith after all the stuff that you've been through, but you don't do it. And this is your angels reminding you of that. They're right there and to keep going. Says faith is one of the hardest things we are asked to have during our existence in the earth realm. Your angel of faith is always by your side at your time of need. She wants you to know that with her support and your faith in her in the angelic realm, you will get through your current life issue. And you absolutely will, because those angels do not leave you.
We're going to skip the break.
Okay.
Now we've got a caller too. I pulled a card for you as well, Lisa, and it's the I am the light of my soul card. I don't know if we need to even say anything else on that. But it's the third eye chakra. It's your psychic senses. It's connecting with those that have lost over the past year, their time on earth, who've transitioned. And it's about reconnection on that. And it says, shine your light of truth upon all situations, which you do, which is validating with what you were saying too. This guidance is to become more discerning with who you believe and what you believe. Be mindful not to place too much value on the opinions of others or the voice of self-doubt. We are in the age where lies and illusions are broadcast constantly. Isn't that the truth, you guys? I mean, it really does. It hits us at such a level. And it says, be watchful. Practice tuning into your intuition and heart wisdom in order to feel your truth. As you become more precise in doing this, you'll learn to trust the intuitive wisdom that comes through from meditative, calm mind. And that is something, you know, you guys, that we can connect with. Meditation is absolutely one way that we can connect. It's unplugging, letting go of the social media part of it, and just being. And at the same time, sometimes you're like, okay, well, then that grief might start to really kick in. And it's the acknowledge it, it's the feel it, and then it's giving it back to your spirit team, your angels, and allowing them to carry that energy out and to be able to fill you with that love, to be able to reconnect again and be the light of your soul. So for you, it is about balance on the human aspect of it and connecting on the spiritual side of it as well for that reconnection for you. And I'm going to leave you with that, Lisa. I really love that card.
It's really awesome.
So for you guys, we are skipping the break. Let's go ahead and take our caller. And you're pulling a card for Amy?
Sure, yeah.
And then before we go, you guys, we'll make sure we definitely give you some different ways to reconnect on the spiritual side of it.
All right, we've got Eileen from Maryland.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi there.
How are you doing, Eileen?
I'm in real need. I have my struggles. I got caught up in this COVID with my career, and it's really putting me on the edge. Set back. It's a fight every day financially, and I guess my career for happiness. And I'm trying like heck to get a position that, you know, I'm going to be happy with. And unfortunately, I took a position to get off unemployment, and it's not a good fit for me. I took a step backwards.
Got it. So many of us have, honestly. So first of all, you know, you thought you were doing what was right. So your spirit team comes in to immediately commend you of wanting to do what was right, what you thought was right. And now you're understanding that this wasn't the right call. And so they're talking about the fact that you have gone inward. They actually kind of feel like you're a turtle, if you will, where now you've gone into that shell. And it is kind of that, I use hopeless, but not in a horrible way, but it just, it's kind of like you're looking back like, man, what did I do? And you're shaking your head. So I'm going to pull a self-love card out of this deck because it goes through our chakras and kind of see where we can move energetically. And you've been looking for a new line of work or a new employer?
Yes. Yes, I have. And the problem is I've had a few before the one I took now. The one I had was going to be my end all, and then I lost that. I had a job before that I had to leave because of some really bad management things going on. And so people are looking at me like I'm a job hopper.
Okay.
And believe it or not, I have four more years before I can collect Social Security, but I still have to work.
All right, so what do you have?
I have a really good card for you that I pulled a card for you. I was going to do Amy, but then your energy kind of came in, and I'm like, no, I'm going to pull her a card first. The thing is, you took this job, and it's a step backwards, but you know what? That's okay, because that's what life is. We don't always hit home runs all the time. Sometimes it's a swing and a miss. As long as we're learning from that and we're moving forward, there's always that chance to fix it. The card you got was so interesting. It's out of the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms deck, and it's about the prison waif. And what this is, I'm going to read a little bit of it to you. It's about self-sabotage and poverty consciousness. And it says, when this card arrives in your realm, he comes to you to remind you of the law of paradoxical intent. Your own self-sabotaging thoughts and hidden beliefs are, in fact, preventing you from your highest good. You might believe that you're doing all you can to manifest your reality, but perhaps you're giving into thoughts such as, I can't do this, I'm unworthy, I fail, so why try? I'm unlovable, I don't deserve this. And it says you're locked in a prison of your own making, but that's good news because it means you have the key to let yourself out. This is a sign that you need to spend some time with yourself addressing those beliefs and counter the hard work. So that's okay. You might have to take this job for a little bit to make ends meet, but you are still, you're aware of that and you're making those changes. So don't lose the faith. You just keep going. Call in your spirit team to present these opportunities. Keep that positive attitude, even though it's so hard to do sometimes, always look for that light because it's coming, and just don't get locked into that cycle of, oh, I shouldn't have done this. This was a big mistake. That's all right. We make mistakes, but it's what we do with them and how we react to them that is going to make that difference.
I will back that up with my card. I feel like we're playing some sort of card game.
Tag.
Tag. The gift of knowing is what I pulled. And then we'll leave you with that so we can get to some other callers. But it says, the essence of your unique true self is love. You should never feel the desire to split your personality so that you fit into somebody else's idea of who you should be. And that's finding the alignment with that job that you can resonate with, right? So you don't want to be pulled. You don't want to have the office drama. You just want to go to work, collect your paycheck, do a good job, and come home. And it says all your talents are merged into one expression of self-realization. It's a self-knowing enables you to continuously give to others through alignment to your unique rhythmic intelligence. So believing that this is going to happen. What I am showing, though, and I'll leave you with this, is that they are showing me the span of spring, and they give me the number 3, and I validated it was months. So I feel like it's going to be a bit of a transition for you, not to beat yourself up over for the fact that you were trying to do something positive and you were trying to move forward out of that situation. No, it's not the right fit. You are absolutely correct, but you are heading towards the right one. We got to bring that energy up for you to attract and manifest that exact same energy to you. Do not apply for these jobs until you can kind of bring that energy up a little bit. I'm not saying hit enlightenment and go, just bring that energy up and then be able to send these resumes out in order to attract those people to that side of you, that energy of you. It's the laws of attraction that come into play. But I am seeing 3, so I'm going about 3 months now, March, April, May or June, you should start getting some hits on places that really value you as you value your own self-worth. And I'm going to leave you with that. So thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, we wish you the best on that job hunt. Whew. We're just rapid fire today. I love it.
It's 5 o'clock, man.
That's the thing, though, you guys, is that part of how we feel reconnected is to raise our vibration up. And at that point, we start bringing in that energy from our spirit team. We start seeing them and feeling them again, connecting with them. Along with bringing our vibration up also starts to affect those around us. So if you bring your vibration up in your home and your space and you create those boundaries, you're no longer going to feel like everyone's pulling from you. They're either going to rise up with you or they're going to find someone else to siphon off of. That can't be our problem when they're siphoning off of someone else's energy because we no longer allowed them. We empowered ourselves to stand in our own truth. Get outside, work out, meditate, write your own story. Journal, man. Sometimes we just got to write it out and then you can burn it at the end or dissolve it in water, but give it back to Mother Earth. Find ways to move this out. Who do you have? What's going on here? What's happening?
Got a card for Amy.
All right, Amy.
It's from the Oracle of the Hidden Worlds deck, and it's about the gift, which is about being present, honoring, and offering. And basically, it's Spirit's way of saying, you know, your gifts, Amy, they're there. They're opening up all the time. I enjoy talking to you because your energy is so good, and you have this, like, laugh. And you guys ever know those people that when they laugh, even if you don't know what they're laughing about, you laugh too? Just because their energy, it makes you feel good and it makes you want to be around them. And this gift that you have is about perception. And so you have a very keen sense of perception about, like, what's going on around you, the energies around you, what's going on with your husband, the kids, all that stuff. You see it, and you see it on an even deeper level. And this is Spirit just coming in to say, you know, your gift is going to deepen and strengthen, and you're really going to be stepping into that perception level. It might be that the visions that you get, it might be in signs and symbols. It could be like you're hearing a song and you're like, that's weird. That's exactly what I'm going through, or something, or somebody else is going through. And so it's basically Spirit's way of just letting you know that, they're going to be right alongside you. Keep going with your inner work and what you're working on personally, professionally, and, things look good. And, I'll leave you with that.
All right, I'm going to do Karen Berg real quick, and then we got one caller. We might be able to squeeze in here. All right, Karen wants to know about leaving that steady paycheck to go create her own business. And they're actually saying you, there's never a bad time for you to do that. You have got strategy is your card. Release any hostilities you have in the notion that you're going to fail. Strategy is really what's going to play into key for you. I don't even have to look at the book. You're going to have to come up with a plan. They're actually saying taper it back. So go maybe part-time if you can in the day job as you're creating it. But definitely, yes, this is going to happen because your energy is so infectious that you're going to be bringing all the right clients to you, that you are such a natural healer, that this is your destiny. I've never heard them really use that. That's really cool to be so powerful in that aspect, Karen. But you're going to have to taper it off so that you feel comfortable until you get to the space where you have enough clients to be able to then cut off that paycheck. But you're still going to be able to supplement it from what's coming in. But it's all about your mind. And I know you're very keen on that as well. So yes, 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 this is going to happen. But I'm actually seeing 2022. So it's going to be that transition for you as well. I will leave you with that, Karen. Alicia from LA, we can take your call, but we are running short on time. So I'd love to be able to take you, though, since you're hanging in there.
All right, here's Alicia.
Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
Great.
I just dropped all my cards, so you get all of them. No, I'm just kidding. All right. What can I help you with as I shuffle this deck for you that I'm trying to drop all over the place?
I guess I'm kind of just at a point in life where I'm realizing, I'm a bit different. So I guess I wanted to kind of, I don't know, I feel like I have, like, I'm an empath and I have a lot of, like, inner work I've been doing, and just kind of seeing how can I expand upon that, with my spirit guide.
I love it. You are absolutely different. And I love that you're embracing the difference.
Find your people, find that tribe. If you're really interested in forming that relationship with your spirit guides and embracing those empathic abilities that you have, and they are very strong, make sure you are doing everything you can, that time allows for you to, like I said, find the tribe, take those workshops, take different workshops from different people, get different perspectives. A lot of people will start taking workshops from like just one person. And like we always tell our students, go see a lot of people, take a lot of classes, get that perspective, because that variety, then you can just see what resonates with you, see what doesn't. You're never going to walk away from a class probably and not have learned something. So if by different you mean you're turning onto your woo-woo side, that's okay, because there's a lot of us out there, and we welcome you into our tribe. Go ahead.
Flow with life. It's your sacral chakra. Own it. Follow your intuition. It's actually a very beautiful card. Owning who you are. We teach classes on that. But at the end of the day, connecting with your spirit team, we talk about meditation. We talk about the act of intention. Like I did the show today, we don't have to know that Bob, Mary, Frank, and Sam are all our spirit guides and they're here with us. We just need to be able to feel them. So we teach a lot on energy work and how to connect with them on that level. Like, she's right. Follow the tribe. Like, find workshops that resonate with you. Find people that call to you. We do so many different workshops, and some of them are the same monthly, only because their tribes keep growing, and you get to meet people in this field, and you get to express how you're feeling and know that you're not alone. That's the biggest part for you, is that you're not alone. You are supposed to be doing this. You've got about 5 years before you're really going to start evolving in it, which gives you time to get those downloads and meet those people and continue that growth. We only have a minute left, so I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you so much for calling. You guys have been awesome. We love the interaction with you. Go to our YouTube page. We're going to actually jump on there and do our Shades of Spirit section for Wednesday, so we'll do a few more readings. Join us at shadesofspirit.com at Transformation Talk Radio, and you can also book readings with both of us or myself. I'm doing a $75 one-hour reading with just me, psychic medium Jamie. Other than that, thank you guys so much. Reconnect, and we will see you tomorrow for Eye of Soul Radio at 5.
Bye.
Bye. You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie,
and me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.